This is a reading of the early lectures by Rudolf Steiner entitled The Christian Mystery. This is some meditations. It's considered as section 4.8 in the book, entitled Christian Gnostic Meditations 1906 to 1908, given by Rudolf Steiner. Christian Gnostic Meditation number 1. Early in the morning, immediately after waking up, before any other impressions have passed through your soul, try to totally free your consciousness of all memories of everyday life and to turn your attention away from all outer perceptions. Having achieved this inner stillness, allow only one thing to live in your soul. Quote, the first five verses of the Gospel according to John. Unquote. Number 2. For the first 14 days, this is followed every day by the attempt to place the entirety of your own life before your soul, in order to get to know yourself completely. After these 14 days, go through the entire Gospel of John, dwelling on one chapter every day for 7 days. That is, for the first 7 days, chapter 1, from verse 6 through the end, and for the second 7 days, chapter 2, and so on. Having arrived at chapter 13, the washing of the feet, attempt to experience the feeling of how each higher being owes its existence to the ones below and must therefore bow down to them in humility. The scourging, dwell on the feeling of being able to stand upright under the blows life deals you, in the face of all pain and suffering. The crowning with thorns. Dwell on the need to stand upright, even in the face of all kinds of derision and mockery. The crucifixion. Dwell on the feeling that your own body is something foreign that you carry with you and that you are bound to it from outside. The mystic death. Experience the curtain still covering the spiritual world, but then also experience how it is rent asunder and you look into the spiritual world. In this way you learn to behold the depths of evil, the descent into hell. The entombment. Feel united with all beings of the earth and with the earth itself. Immerse yourselves in this feeling. The resurrection. It must be experienced. The words of ordinary language are inadequate to describe it. 3. Then you call to mind the figure of Christ Jesus and move on to this thought, immersing yourself in it for a long time. Quote, I in your spirit. Unquote. Evening. Look back over all the day's events. Parts 1 and 3 are the same every day. Only part 2 changes, as described, after every 7 days. After completing the cycle of part 2, begin again from the beginning, again and again. After a long time, it becomes possible to experience the inner and outer symptoms that are given in the description of Christian inner development. Outwardly, you feel as though your feet are immersed in water. Inwardly, you envision performing the washing of the feet yourself. Outwardly, something like a burning sensation all over your skin. Inwardly, you envision yourself being flogged. Outwardly, you feel pain in your head. Inwardly, you envision yourself wearing the crown of thorns. Outwardly, the stigmata redden during meditation. Inwardly, you envision yourself hanging on the cross. Christian Gnostic Meditation 2, breviary-like meditation for a Catholic priest. It is necessary to meditate every morning for an entire year by immersing yourself completely for half an hour in the verses indicated. Month 1, all the verses are in St. John's Gospel, month 1, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Second month, chapter 1, verse 3. In fact, these are all chapter 1 as well. Third month, verse 4. Fourth month, verse 5. Fifth month, verse 6. Sixth month, verses 7 and 8. Seventh month, verse 9. Eighth month, verse 10. Ninth month, verse 11. Tenth month, verse 12. 11th month, verse 13. 12th month, verse 14. This is to be followed by a further meditation that runs through all the weeks of the year by immersing yourself fully for 15 minutes in the verses indicated. Day 1, Sunday, Genesis chapter 1, and these are all chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Day 2, Monday, Genesis verses 6 through 8. Day 3, Tuesday, Genesis verses 9 through 13. Day 4, Wednesday, Genesis verses 14 through 19. Day 5, Thursday, verses 20 through 23. Day 6, Friday, verses 24 through 31. Day 7, Saturday, Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 for Saturday. It should be understood that the lengths of time indicated in these and other exercises are not to be regulated by the clock, but according to the feeling for time that you acquire. The content of all of the biblical words belonging to this meditation are to be imagined pictorially, transformed into an image as much as possible. For example, 1 John verses 1 through 2 would look like this: the image of a great and mighty sphere, and within this sphere all substance, moving in such a way that it takes shape according to the meaning and significance of the divine word resounding through it. My lectures supply building blocks in the sense of esoteric Christian tradition. They can guide the soul to transform the words of the Bible into the appropriate authentic images. It is important to stick to these building blocks as much as possible. After the morning meditation given, the following should be added every day for at least a quarter of an hour in profound meditation. Quote, I am attempting to understand that during the first third of cosmic evolution, Christ was the leader of a band of spirits in whose bosom I existed unconsciously, that in order to achieve consciousness, I had to separate myself from this band of spirits until Yahweh had prepared my soul to the point of being able to receive the Christ forces consciously. Now I can receive them if I turn my spiritual sight toward the Christ, become flesh, and accept His being into my being. Unquote. In this process, you must think of the being of Christ as portrayed in the Gospel of John. Throughout the course of the day, immerse your soul in the four parts of the Mass. 1. Gospel. Think of it as the way in which the Word of God reaches human beings as far as the intellect is concerned. 2. Offering. Think of it as a free offering up to God of whatever is already within you of God's being. 3. Transubstantiation. Imagine the sacrificed human element being truly transformed into the divine. 4. Communion. Imagine yourself united with God. Next, during the evening, work on acquiring the seven attributes of the Christian mystic as follows. 1. The feeling of true humility. Everything higher owes its existence to something lower: the plant to the stone, the animal to the plant, the higher human being to the lower. Image, the washing of the feet, Christ bending down to the disciples. 2. The feeling of patient suffering. I will patiently bear all of life's pain and suffering. Image, the scourging. 3. The feeling of strength and courage. I will stand upright even when what is holiest to me is disparaged. Image, the crowning with thorns. 4. The feeling of independence from the body. I will carry my body as if it were something foreign, like the wood of the cross. Image, carrying the cross. 5. The feeling of mystical death. I will learn to live in that aspect of myself that is not the body, over which death has no power. Image, hanging on the cross. 6. The feeling of being buried and resurrected. I consider the whole earth my body. 7. The feeling of ascending to heaven follows naturally from the previous feelings. There are no human words to express it. This is followed every evening by looking back on the events of the day in reverse order, so that you begin with your last experience in the evening and conclude with the first one in the morning. Outward rules to observe. Practice abstinence as much as possible. Each instance of resisting desire that leads you to no longer desire a previously desired object brings you one step closer to insight. Exercises are to be continued until new ones are given. However, after some time, I should be told what the person doing the exercises feels an urge to do. Study is necessary for everything that leads to absorption in cosmic evolution and the nature of the human being. It's the end of the Meditations, considered section 4.8 of the book, The Christian Mystery.